Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. Last night's vice presidential debate is being called cordial and Midwest nice, with Tim Walz and J.D. Vance focusing largely on issues and the candidates at the top of the ticket. Joining us for a recap this morning, John Shaw, director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University Carbondale. John, thanks for being back with us. Give us your reaction to last night's VP debate.
Well, I think on balance, Republicans probably were more pleased with Senator Vance's performance than Democrats were with Governor Walz. And I think part of it is the expectations thing, because while everyone says, you know, Vance was a skilled debater, on the campaign trail, he's been a very kind of angry, divisive, almost smoldering force. And so there was a sense that, you know, he'd come to this debate and just kind of unravel and blow up. But he was in very, very smooth, very well-spoken, very practiced in many ways. I mean, the fact is, a lot of what he said wasn't truthful. There was a number of major points he made that just simply are not factually accurate. But I think he projected kind of a calm, reasonableness to Trumpism that, frankly, Trump doesn't present. Walz, on the other hand, I thought was, uncertain, at times shaky. He it really made it clear that he's far more effective on the campaign stump, on the hustings, you know, than he is in a debate. I mean, it just did not seem like the best format. I mean, he didn't do horribly, and I don't think this will change the race in a huge way. And I think, you know, I think while Vance did very, very well up until the end, his last answer on January 6th was an implosion, which, you know, sort of undid all that he had accomplished before. I mean, I thought his answer, the fact is he still cannot acknowledge who won the race 4 years ago, just raises all the same questions about, you know, do these people even respect democracy? So I think it was a good night for Vance until the end, and it will be uncertain as to just how badly his last answer will project going forward.
John, Megan mentioned cordial. I mean, I thought they should have had a pitcher of beer and a couple of glasses. I mean, these guys were, having a nice little chat. Was that, what was your takeaway from that, and what do you think America thought of that?
Yeah, no, it was striking, and I'm sure I was at various points was picturing Vice President Harris, you know, sitting in her suite wherever she is on the trail watching this and saying, you know, what's going on here? Because it did seem like a love fest. I mean, Walz seemed to go out of his way to say, you know, gosh, I kind of agree with Senator Vance, you know, on multiple things. And then, you know, of course, he hit President Trump hard. And likewise, I think Vance, you know, was pretty cordial to Walz and just, you know, directed all of his venom towards Harris. And you would think that she had been president the last 4 years. I mean, he kept referring to the Harris administration. So, yeah, I mean, I think, and I know some Democrats were frustrated that Walz was willing, you know, they wanted him to be civil, but thought he kind of went overboard in being, you know, Mr. Midwestern nice to Vance, and probably should have found some ways to differentiate the two candidacies and the two philosophies far more than he did.
When we look at both of these men, did either one of them lift their ticket? Do you think they got a boost from last night?
I mean, I think if the first debate really, really energized Democrats, and I think it did, this debate maybe mildly energized Republicans, and they thought, okay, you know, Vance is going to at least hold up his end of the ticket, because up until now, he has been considered a drag and actually a fairly significant mistake that Trump made. And I think, Vance, you know, acquitted himself pretty well, at least to, you know, the 46-47% of the people who will vote for Donald Trump. I think he probably helped himself as, you know, part of the possible successor generation. So I think Vance helped himself a little bit. you know, I think Walls, you know, hurt himself a little bit, but I don't think this fundamentally changed the race. Although, you know, it's going to come down to, as we've been saying, thousands of votes in a couple states. So who knows? But I don't think this fundamentally changed the trajectory of the race.
John, the format of these debates, do you think the days of crowds being there are over? You think that's where we're headed?
Yeah, I guess so. And I frankly kind of agree with that, because I do, you know, then it becomes a game of who can pack the audience, and you know, you just completely play to the sound bites. You know, when you have an audience there, there's not even a pretense of a reasoned explication of views and defensive perspectives. It's just clearly, you know, looking for red meat to get your base, you know, who's in the audience, you know, up and, you know, clapping and so forth. So I like it better without the audience. I think there's enough room for audience participation on the campaign trail that I think it's better in these debates not to do it, because again, it just becomes a game of who can pack the audience.
John Shaw, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, as always. Thank you.
That is John Shaw, director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.